You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We just attended Kindergarten Roundup last night.
Oh, yeah.
Kindergarten Roundup is like...
sounds like a rodeo.
It does, and it basically was. Rounding up the youngins to prospective students for kindergarten for next year, and we are in one of those families.
Yay!
And attending school and a parent thing at school has me thinking about my child growing and learning. And we've been, we've used the Story Bible, My First Hymnal, those sorts of things, mm-hmm. all from our friends at Concordia Publishing House. And now they have a great source for the elementary school readers. Yay. Joining us today, the Reverend Wayne Palmer. He's editor of Bibles and Bible Resources for Concordia Publishing House. Thanks so much for joining us today, Wayne.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the need for Bible resources for elementary school age readers. What's that need look like?
Yeah, we kind of saw that a couple of years ago, and I think 2 years ago we started work on developing this new Bible. The Story Bible you mentioned is for ages 3 to 8. It's a great resource. It has 130 Bible stories, but it uses the ESV text for those Bible stories, which ends up being too hard for children to read in the great age group that we're targeting this new Bible for, which is grades or ages 6 to 10, or roughly grades 1 through 4. So we wanted a new resource that would put the text in their own words for the specific Bible stories or Bible narratives, and then provide them an opportunity to have some other resources as well.
So this new Growing in the Faith Bible, tell us about this resource.
Yeah, we included 125 Bible narratives in it. This is kind of the anchor of it to me. It's when I wrote the stories, I was thinking of a parent sitting with a child on their lap for younger, or children reading to each other, or even to their parents. Each one has a full spread in the Bible. So you have the story on the one side and a picture on the other that really brings out details from that story. So a younger child who can't read yet would be able to look at those pictures and see elements from the narrative. We also have 55 Christ connections, which are Old Testament passages that predict Jesus coming or give examples of the work that he did. For example, Abraham offering Isaac, there's so many parallels with God the Father offering Jesus. So we provide those. We also have 25 big questions and answers. And these are kind of laying the foundation for apologetics later on for a child as they grow into their junior high and high school and college years. So we kind of look at some basic questions and provide answers. For instance, did God create life or did life evolve? What about dinosaurs? Did people really live 900 years before the flood came? Where did all the flood water come from for Noah's flood? Questions that bring a lot of skepticism when the children get to be older. So we try to lay some simple foundations early on in this Bible to help them address those when they come up. We also have 75 character sketches, so we pull individuals out of the Bible, like Jacob perhaps, or Abraham, or King David, and kind of give just some rundowns about who they are, who their parents are, if the Bible tells us, what their job was, and then just some information out of the Bible about their importance and kind of how they helped the people of God, or how God worked through them to help the people of God.
So there's a lot of great features in this Bible to work mm-hmm. with children as they read through and to help enhance their reading skills. Why is it important to have a resource like this or a Bible itself to help children improve their reading skills?
Yeah, there's a lot of materials that a parent could use for their children to simple storybooks or whatever. But what this Bible offers, and it does offer the whole text of the entire Bible, all 66 books, it offers a chance for a child to read God's Word, not just stories that are made up or even true stories about people in this world, but God's Word. And when that happens, it helps develop their mind and their intellect, but also their spirit, too. And it fills their growing minds with God's promises, helps shape their worldview to God's worldview, God's perspective on this life and this world, kind of reminds them of eternity, that this life and the years of this life aren't all that there really are. And it also gives the Holy Spirit a means of grace, that word of God, to deepen their faith and form them as God's dear sons and daughters. You know, any parent is going to want to provide the best they can for their children growing up, give them good education so they're ready to support themselves when they reach adulthood. But they certainly don't want to overlook their spirit, their children's spiritual future, and making sure that they have that opportunity to be in heaven because of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection.
Both helping our children develop reading skills and teaching them the Bible, I think many parents would consider important, but mm-hmm. also may find it daunting. Seriously, yeah. You know, thinking about sitting down with my five-year-old, teaching a particular text, a narrative, and maybe feeling a little overwhelmed by that or seeing that as daunting, at least mm-hmm. to trying to do it on a regular basis. Will this be a resource that helps us perhaps overcome that fear of teaching the Bible to those elementary age school children?
Yes, definitely. I could really see using this as a nighttime kind of thing. Mm-hmm. There's 125 Bible narratives kind of cover the whole arc of Scripture from creation clear through Revelation. Out of that 125, there are 53 that deal with Jesus' life, so it's very heavily about our Savior. And we have a dilemma when we decided where to place those in the Bible, especially when you get to the story of Jesus' life, how it jumps back and forth. Like, you got to go to Luke if you want Luke and Matthew to get the Bible, the children, Jesus' childhood. So what we decided is leave them where they are in Scripture, so they're anchored in the places where our children would be able to read about them when they're older, but then also provide an index at the back of the Bible that puts these stories in chronological order so that a parent could use that order to read through the narratives and go in chronological order from beginning to the end of Scripture to read through those stories. And those stories will help unfold the Scriptures. And I'm finding that a lot of the adults who've read this book, both at Concordia Publishing House and outside, have learned a lot themselves. It's kind of like the children's messages in church. A lot of people told me after services that they got more out of the children's messages than the sermon. I found it a little troubling, but at least it's a way to say we can learn right alongside our children. And I think mm-hmm. that's a very important feature.
Yeah, sometimes hearing things very, very simply jogs even us adults jogs you a little bit and makes you realize that sometimes you don't have to get bogged down in details all the time. That the simple things, I mean, the gospel is Jesus for you. So
exactly.
knowing in that and having that reinforced for young kids and for adults is very important.
Yeah, and it just reminds me what Jesus said about unless you become like a little child, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. So it helps us to put aside the adult confusion and mm-hmm. noise in our minds and really refocus on the simple part of the gospel that's so important.
Absolutely. We have just under a minute left. What should parents know about this Bible in order to use it well with their children?
Yeah, we put a special feature after each introduction to each book of the Bible. So there's 66 parent connections. And those draw it from the main theme of each book and then gives parents some ideas about how they can spiritually nurture their children. Kind of keep a parent's focus so that they don't just lose the sight of the eternal spiritual growth of their children. And so that's a feature that I'd encourage all parents to read through.
The Reverend Wayne Palmer, editor, Bibles and Bible Resources at Concordia Publishing House, sharing with us about the Growing in Faith Bible available from Concordia Publishing House. We'll share the link for that in today's program notes as well. Wayne, thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Next week,
it's Advent.
Full-blown Advent.
Yes. Blue every day.
Lots of blue. Getting ready for Advent and some good subjects to discuss in the coffee hour.
Yay.
Hope you have a great weekend. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.